Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, depending on when you're going to be listening to this. Thank you to you, my dear colleagues from the Safety and Environment function. Thank you for having me here today. I apologize that I couldn't do this live, but I'm hoping that whenever you get the chance to listen to this, it will still be helpful and still deliver the same impact. I just want to say why I was very keen to do this and to make this happen. When I got the invitation and I saw the topic, in my mind, I figured that you guys could have asked anybody to share on this, especially somebody from HR. Really, because this topic is smack dab within their own domain. So I was thinking, why have you chosen me? And to be honest, I don't really know, but I believe that it's because you wanted to hear my own unique perspectives on this topic. And that means a lot to me. So I was really determined to make this work. So I'm gonna break this up a little bit because it's gonna be a tad long, so I'll do them in sections. So this is kind of like my intro. So how about we kick off by you going to watch the video if you haven't watched it yet, and then when you come back, and then we'll start to share. Our topic, as you know, is coaching and mentoring as tools for career advancement. And once again, thank you, Ewamazino. Thank you, my favorite GME. And thank you to everybody on the capability building team of the Safety and Environment function for having me. So go watch the video and then come back and we'll get into it. Thank you. Bye. Not bye. See you in a minute. Okay, welcome back. So, having watched the video, I hope you kind of have like a. I'm so sorry, the narration is rather fast, right? But anyway, so that video gives us a great summary of what coaching and mentoring are, their similarities, and how they are different. I just thought that using the video is a fun way to kick off our discussion. So what I'm gonna try and do now is build a little bit on what we learned in the video about coaching and mentoring. But I have a question. Is there anything that you heard that surprised you or that you didn't agree with? I think for me, it was the part about that the coach cannot learn from the coachee. I don't think that's true. I think depending on the dynamics of that relationship and what's going on, there's opportunities for the coach to learn from his or her coachee, right? Well, anyway, so in this section of this podcast, I'm going to try and by the way, because I don't want this podcast to be too long. It's different when if I had been online, it may not have felt like like it was long. I'm going to kind of be a bit brief with the podcast details, knowing that I plan to share my notes afterwards that will fill in some of the places that I don't really drill down into. I hope that's okay. So there's no controversy, guys. Coaching and mentoring can be valuable tools for career advancement. They are both forms of professional development that can help you enhance your skills, deepen your knowledge, and really just increase your overall career prospects, you know. However, like we saw in the video, coaching and mentoring serve two different purposes, and there's different ways to approach them. So this section, I'm going to be talking about coaching first. So what is coaching? When I think about coaching, I just think about sports, you know, and how you have a coach. And a coach is somebody who helps you in the career world. The coach is somebody who helps you score your work goals. you know. And you know, there's different kind of coaches, but well, kind of I want to focus on the coach in at work, because you can have a life coach, you can have all of that, but your coach at work is trying to help you score your work goals. And by the way, another thing I'd like to say as an aside is that throughout this conversation, even though because of the topic, you're seeing yourself more as a person being coached for the career advancement, or you're the person being mentored for career advancement, do try to remember that you also can play the role and will during your life at some point, will be, if you're not already, be a coach, and you will be a mentor at some time as well. So everything you're taking in from this discussion, make sure that you realize that you can wear all four hats, okay? And you know, at the end of the day, I really believe that in this world, we're more blessed when we give than when we receive. And so being the mentor, being the coach, it's really a blessing to us when we can have that kind of long-lasting impact in another person's life. Isn't that what legacy is all about? Anyway, okay, so back to coaching. So coaching is quite structured and is very goal-focused. The focus is on achieving set goals or set targets. And during this coaching process, what happens is that the coach provides guidance, feedback, and support to you. You are the coachee now. And this all that the coach is providing you is geared at helping you to improve a specific skill, or to overcome some work challenge that you're facing, or to achieve a professional goal that you have set for yourself, which here in Shell, ideally all this stuff will be captured either in our GPA or in our IDP. And coaching is something that is used, is a process, is a relationship that you have, where you as a coachee are helped to develop specific competencies, you're helped to address some performance issues, you know, or some personal development gaps, to help close some personal development gaps that you may have. And by and large, coaching it's not a long-term thing. It's very specific to a goal and it's short-term, and like it's goal-specific or task-focused. And that's the nature of the relationship between you, the coach, and the coachee. In coaching, the coach kind of leads the relationship. Your coach gives you tasks, you know, so the coach is quite the captain of this relationship, if you like. Again, you see on football when the coach calls a player aside, or even basketball, and gives them instructions, you know, and all of that. What he's doing, whatever instructions he's giving, whatever task he's giving, is in the best interest of the player. In your case, you, the coachee. And so the same thing goes for a coach. He's leading you, he's helping you develop your tasks and targets, and then he will be on hand to help you deliver on those tasks and targets. And by the way, everything we're seeing here now is when you have a good coach, when it's a good coaching relationship, the ideal coaching relationship. God forbid we have a bad coach. And another thing here in Shell, generally, I don't know if it's been different from you, your supervisor is actually meant to be your coach. So if you're a supervisor here, you have to be asking yourself that, are you playing your coach role very well? So in coaching, when you have a challenge, your coach will be on hand to ask you questions to help you think your way through it. So if you look at, there's something they call the ask advice ladder or scale. And for a coach, he's high on asking questions, because the idea is to help you build your thinking, to help you think strategically. So they don't want to hand you the answers to your issues or to spoon feed you. They want to help you to think through your challenges, to think through everything you're trying to achieve, and you know, help you to find your solutions or find your path yourself, ideally. And I've seen that that is how it is here for us in Shell. My supervisor is this kind of coach. He always tends to ask me questions, you know, and sometimes it's quite annoying because I'm just like, can you just tell me the answer? Let me move on with my life. But he actually is trying to do me a favor, trying to build up my thinking capabilities, if you like. So if you're a supervisor and you're listening to me this day, do you think you're doing a good job as a coach? Okay, so that's about it about coaching. Taking together what you saw in the video, I hope you have a better idea of what coaching is and what a coach usually does and how that relationship works. In the next session, I'll take you through a few bullet points about how can coaching done right, how can coaching done right help you advance? All right, see you in a bit. Welcome, 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 welcome to the next session. Here we're going to be looking into how coaching done the right way, how it can help you advance in your career. And I'd just like to say up front that when we get to this part for mentoring, there are some kind of similarities, but it's just the nuances are a bit different, you know. So for instance, you can have with mentoring as well. So my first bullet for how coaching can help you advance in your career is skill development. Some people would say a mentor can help you do that as well, just that the way it operates is different. But anyway, let's stick to the coaching for now. So if you have a good coach, your good coach should be able to help you identify and develop the specific skills and competencies that you need to excel, not just for your current role, but for the next role. That's a good coach, that's a good supervisor. So he's keeping an eye on you for now, but he's also helping you to look ahead at what's coming and what opportunities you have. And he would, the areas that he could focus on for you could be, you know, your leadership skills or abilities, your communication skills, you know, even how you manage your time and all of that. And of course, you know, your expertise, your technical expertise for the job that you're doing. So coaching done right will help you in that area. It will help you in terms of setting your goals. You know, how are you? Are you clear on what you want to achieve? Are your goals, are they smart? A good coach would work with you to enable you define what you want from your career and will help you to create plans to help you achieve to make those dreams come true. If you're in a good coaching relationship, your coach would help you to become self-aware, because during the course of that coaching, the coaching meetings and the coaching activities, you should be experiencing a lot of self-assessment, or be put through times where you have to sit down and self-assess and reflect about yourself. You do your 360 degrees, you help you to understand how people see you, what your strengths are, what your areas for development are, and all of that. And you know, being self-aware is really key, because it helps you to guide the decisions that you're going to make in your career, and it's going to help you make choices that align with your own personal and professional values. So in a good coaching relationship, that should be happening. Conflict resolution, if you are a good coach, a good supervisor, you should be able to help your coachee navigate the workplace conflicts and challenges, because guys, we all know this is a real thing. These things are here and they're not going to go anywhere, because if there's one thing you need to advance in your career, you need to be able to manage conflicts. It's critical. You need to be able to know how to handle difficult situations, and you know, and that manage difficult relationships. And a good coach, a good supervisor should be able to work with you to help you develop this very valuable skill. It goes without saying that in the coaching relationship, you are going to be developing as a leader. If career advancement is inherently you aspiring to higher leadership roles, right? And coaching coaching can be instrumental in helping you to develop the right leadership qualities, like, you know, how to make decisions, problem solving, managing a team. A good coaching relationship is one where you're developing those muscles. Of course, if you're working with a good coach, like we mentioned in the beginning, you know, managing career transitions should be one of the things that you should be getting from that relationship. Your coach, or you as a coach, should be able to provide your coachee with guidance and support during, you know, career transitions. And by the way, here in Shell, I think once upon a time we used to have HR business partners that will work with you to help you do this for your coachee or your direct report. But now, you as supervisors and line managers, you're almost double hatting as an HR business partner, which is fantastic, I think. Anyway, so, you know, this career transitioning is something also where I think a mentor plays in, you know, because sometimes it involves maybe you want to change industries, or you want to start a new role, or even go into a business or something. So it's something that, yes, your coach at work could help you with, but in the wider context of just making transitions in life, that kind of falls under the mentor. We'll see that later, I think. Yeah, and I think overall, for me, as if I see myself as a coach, one of the things I would hope that I would do for my direct report on my coachee is to help them boost their confidence in themselves. Many times we all struggle, you know, with self-doubt, and imposter syndrome is real. You know, it's a daily challenge for most of us, if we want to be honest. And a good coach is somebody who can work. It's somebody who can work with you and help you boost your confidence and overcome any self-limiting defeats. I think that is one of the key things about a coach. And even though a good coach honestly should also be able to help you have some kind of balance in your life. Personally, I think work-life balance is a myth. You know, I mean, it's a thing, it could happen, it's possible, but I think it means different things to different people in different seasons. But let's park that. But my point is that as a coach, a good coach, you should be able to help your coachee maintain a healthy work-life balance, you know, because it's crucial for long-term career success. If you're burnt out, if you're, you know, in a bad place, if you're running low, you're not going to be able to achieve what you set out to achieve, because how are you advancing when you can't even manage your time and your energy effectively? Your life, basically, you can't manage it effectively. And I think one of the ways where we can actually up our game as coaches is to be mindful of the role that we can play in helping our coaches achieve that kind of work-life balance, quote unquote. So there you have it. These are the ways that if all of this is happening in your life, if you're getting help in all of these areas from your coach, you are on the sure path for career advancement, because you are working in the right direction, doing the right things, and you have the right help. All right. So next time we'll come back now, we'll come focus on mentoring. Thank you for your attention so far. Okay, thank you for still being here and still listening. So now we're on to mentoring. So what's mentoring really all about? Mentoring is a relationship you have with someone who is more experienced than you are, more knowledgeable than you are. And this person, called the mentor, provides you with guidance, advises you, provides support to you. You now, in this case, you're the mentee and you're less experienced, you know, or you're newer in the career, or you're kind of like coming up on the career ladder, if you like. And this mentor gives you all of this support to help you progress in your career. And for me, honestly, it's not just your career, it goes beyond your career. A good mentor is providing you counsel for your life, to be honest, and your career just happens to be one of the quadrants of that life. A mentoring relationship is pretty informal. Although in Shell here, we do have, you know what, I'm not sure, but in those days, when I first got into Shell, you were actually assigned a mentor. But I don't really remember even having a mentor, but I've had fantastic coaches because I've always had brilliant supervisors. But I think, I don't remember being assigned a mentor. However, I have had some great mentors, and I'll tell you the secret about how that happened later when I share my mentor hack. But anyway, so they're pretty informal, and they're definitely based on trust and mutual respect. I mean, the fact that you've chosen someone to be your mentor is because you highly regard them and you want them to use their life to, you know, let you be great, if you like. Anyway, even if you haven't been assigned a mentor, or you're not joining any of the mentoring circles that the Women in Shell Network run, you actually are fully empowered to seek out a mentor yourself. You don't really have to wait for anybody to give you a mentor. And the success of a mentoring relationship really depends on the willingness of both the mentor and the mentee to really commit to engage actively and be a part of this this interaction, connection, activity that you actually both learn from, I think. In a mentoring relationship, no one is really leading. Both of you are working, you the mentor and you the mentee, you're both working together to chart your course. You the mentee now. So your mentor is working with you to chart your course, to solve a problem. The mentor will share advice with you based on his or her own experiences that will help you to navigate your path. Remember, for the coach is more of directing and takes the lead. In the mentoring relationship, it's not that prescriptive. Your mentor can't really, or should not really, be telling you what to do. He should be guiding you with his or her own life, gently nudging you, you know, asking probing questions to help you arrive at the action that you need to take. This is my perspective, and I believe that you did not bring me here to just regurgitate Google for you around coaching and mentoring. I'm really sharing my own perspectives about these two key activities that we all should really be engaging in our lives. So anybody can go onto Google right now and check up coaching and mentoring, and you're going to find much of what I've shared. Yes, but I'm also going to be putting in my own unique perspectives into it, because that's the whole point of why you brought salt here, right? I think so. Anyway, so remember that ask advice ladder or scale that I mentioned with the coaching, and I said that a coach is high on the asking axis. For the mentor, at least a good mentor, where do you think he's high on, asking or advising? What do you think? Okay, if you said advising, you're not wrong, and if you said asking, you're not wrong either, because for a good mentor, he's actually an ask advice combo. A good mentor would be doing both. And again, my personal experience with this, like I said, was I don't recall being assigned a mentor, but I did have I did have many because I chose my own mentors. So please, if you're here and you don't have a mentor, you can actually talk to HR, or you can connect with those who are in charge of the mentoring circles in the Women in Shell network. But you don't have to go that route. You actually are fully empowered to find one by yourself, like I said before. And to be honest, the person does not have to be within Shell. It will help if they're within Shell because they know how the system works and all of that. But I think that, you know, you can find a mentor outside of Shell that would do you very well. It won't take anything away from you. As long as you can, you can express fully where you are within your career. Because like I said, for me, the mentor goes beyond just your career. You could have a mentor for your career, not a problem, for just your career, that's fine. But the way these relationships tend to work out in real life is that the mentor is helping you with all of your life. All right? Okay. Now, how can mentoring help you advance? I think maybe I should cut this session here and then come back and we'll dig into how mentoring can actually help you advance in your career. Okay, sorry for that noise. The window here is open. Okay, welcome back. And now we're talking about how mentoring can help you advance in your career. And the first way is, if you're in a good mentoring relationship, it helps you to build on your knowledge, to, you know, develop expertise in your chosen career path. And this happens because your mentor typically will have a wealth of knowledge and experience, him or herself, and they're able to share insights with you. They're able to, you know, give you industry-specific knowledge, share best practices with you, and all of these, you know, will help you excel in your career. A good mentor will introduce you to professional networks, will help you make valuable connections that can lead to job opportunities and partnerships, and of course, career advancement. So that's the networking value of what mentoring does for you. A mentor will provide you with constructive feedback, and this feedback will help you to figure out what your strengths are, where your gaps are, and for any personal or professional growth, you need feedback. It's valuable, and you're going to get that feedback. You're going to get the information you need from your mentor. And of course, like a coach, a good mentor would definitely be a source of encouragement and motivation to you. The mentor would help boost your confidence in yourself and in your abilities and in the decisions that you're making. Leadership development is another thing that you can get out of mentoring. And when you're talking about leadership development, when you are trying to advance in your career, it means you're trying to become a leader. You're trying to advance into a higher leadership role, a bigger role, and having a mentor guides you on which leadership qualities and skills to focus on is definitely a step in the right direction, because they can also share their own leadership experiences and share their own life hacks with you, and all of this puts you in a good position to keep on climbing that ladder. Oh my gosh, personal branding. Even a coach can do this as well, but I think it happens more in the mentor, on the mentor side of things. It helps you to build your personal brand. Remember, we all have a personal brand, whether we like to think so or not. And your personal brand will always distinguish you. And if you have a good mentor, that good mentor is helping you to develop a personal brand, and so that it's strong. You are visible, and your opportunities are open to you because you have a strong personal brand. People recognize you. You know, they know your strengths. They know where you if they need someone to talk on this topic or that topic, they know your brand speaks to that. They know that you can deliver in that area. And a good mentor is definitely very keen on making sure that this is happening in your life, because the more you shine, the more they shine. And of course, we've mentioned access to opportunities. Mentors can help to position you, you know, and they usually, if you've chosen your mentor well, your mentor should be in a position to recommend you for projects, recommend you for promotions, speak up for you in rooms where you're not in, or just generally be a source of other career boosting opportunities within the organization or in life generally. You know, like for me, I run a non-profit and I have a mentor, you know, who kind of doubles as my financial mentor, you know, and I'll talk about that, because sometimes you can have a mentor for a specific area of your life. And she always speaks up for me in that not-for-profit space. Wherever she has any opportunity, or she recommends our foundation to people to partner with and all of that. So it's really key to have a good mentor on your side. And of course, there's another thing that we don't think about all the time. A mentor can offer, you know, insights into the culture, you know, and the dynamics of the workplace or industry that you may not be able to see because you're not there yet. You know, your good mentor will help you to understand how to navigate some of the unwritten rules, you know, ways of working that you, because you're not at that level, you don't have a line of sight into that space. So having a good mentor that brings you up to that level is quite choice. And that's why it's good to choose your mentors well, because you need people who are at that level, looking at that level on top of the mountain that you can't see yet, because they help you to see up there and then help you to climb up and get there, if you like. And I think finally, for a good mentor, a good mentor will help you be accountable. Yeah, that relationship will not work if there's not a level of accountability going on in there. And the better your mentor is, the more likely you are to set and achieve the goals you set for yourself, not just in your career, but in your life. And to have a mentor who helps you to track your progress and provide guidance as you go is just excellent. And to be honest, the same thing goes for a coach. You have to have a coach that would make sure that a coach that is helping you stay accountable to yourself. Now, to round up about mentoring, I just wanted to say that if you really have a good coach, honestly, you should feel a sense of fulfillment no matter what season you are, because you know that your hand is being held and you're being led in the right direction. There should be a godly contentment around you because you know that this, your life ship is being steered well. Between your coach and your mentor, you are going in the right direction. And like I mentioned, you can have a mentor for different aspects of your life. I have a financial mentor. I also have a prayer/spiritual mentor. I've had her in my life for years. And between both of them, they really help me in those two aspects of my life as well. And your mentor is providing you with a roadmap to follow. Because since they're already ahead of you in life and you admire how they're living their lives in whatever area, or if it could be across the whole life spectrum, you just admire them, you love what they've achieved, and you want to be like them, then they help you achieve that. They help you. They provide you with a roadmap for your life, if you like, taking together a coach and a mentor, but specifically on the mentor side. All right, so I'll pause here, and we're about to start rounding up now. Thank you. Okay, so forgive me. I really have tried to make this as short as possible, but the struggle is real. So what I would suggest is maybe you would listen to it in bits and pieces. All right, so for this session, as I probably round up, I guess by now it's clear that coaching and mentoring are both very valuable to us, and the value goes beyond career advancement. with the right coach and mentor in your life per season, you should be able to look at all quadrants of your life and be grateful, like I said, and have this sense of fulfillment and godly contentment from one season to the next. But so how do you find the one? How do you find the right coach? I think first of all is you have to sit down and identify what it is you want to achieve. What do you want in this career? What do you want from this role? What do you want, you know, out of your next role? What do you need, you know, in terms of personal and professional development? So once you do that, then you can go out there and look for a coach that can address those gaps. And this is separate from how, like in Shell, our supervisors are our coaches. So let me give you an example. When I moved to the IC role, I realized that I had a gap. I didn't really understand the business and how we made money. And so I needed a coach in that area. I want to address that gap and to meet that need in my life. I had to go and look for a coach, and I sought out a very high level business leader who knew the business back to back in his sleep. And every other month for 1 hour, I'll just go and sit and he will walk me through. And in that time as IC manager, I got a better understanding of how the business works. I can't really remember most of it again, but at least I know that it really helped me. So that was to meet a specific need, looking for a coach that would help me do that. So you can do that as well. But ideally for us, I think the best coach you could have for the job you're in, for your job, is the supervisor, your supervisor. So you as a supervisor, you are the best coach for your direct reports right now. And I hope that you would, if you're not already playing in that space as you ought to, that this will change your mind. Remember, it's all about legacy, and your direct reports win is your win. Your mentee's win is your win. Okay, so how do you find the one, the mentor? How do you find the right mentor? So what you're going to be looking for is somebody who is ahead of you in life, who you admire, and who you believe can help you achieve your life goals, not just work. You want to achieve in all areas or a specific area the same way that you see them doing their lives. That's what you're aspiring to. And like I said, a mentor, definitely somebody who has more experience than you and that is able to, that you trust and that can offer you a safe and open space for discussions that were around your career, your goals, your challenges, and your personal development. Please look out for somebody who has godly wisdom. You know, you can't risk it. You need somebody who you know is discerning and wise. And remember, I talked about my mentor hack. Here's the thing that has worked for me over the years. I think there's a mentor fatigue. These kind of people we're looking at, they're tired because everybody wants them to mentor them. So I remember then growing up, I never really went to anybody to say, can you mentor me? What I would do is I would have a challenge in life. And because I've watched them, I've seen how they're living their lives, I know that they probably can help me. So I'll just go to them and ask them about that situation and ask for guidance. And when they try and they ask questions and they advise me, I'll take on whatever steps I have deduced from what they've said, action those steps. And then when things work out, I would go back to that particular mentor in that season and share that, oh, this is what we discussed, this is what I did, and this is what has happened. And it's such a success story that they're so happy for me. So guess what? The next time I have a challenge and I go back again, of course they're ready to help me because they know that I'm listening, I've taken on what I've gotten from them, I've deployed it, and it has worked, and I'm coming to share it with them because my win is their win. And by the time you do that 2, 3, 4, 5 times, whether or not you have called the relationship a mentor-mentee relationship, are you not being mentored? So that is a hack I can share with you now, that don't go to anybody, you know, and ask, please, I want you to be my mentor. Just go to them with a life need, a life question that you have, and build it from there. I hope that helps. Everybody loves to win, though. So for whether you're looking for a coach or a mentor, it has to be somebody that you're compatible with and that you can trust. We've said that it has to be somebody that you know can listen well, you know, that can ask good questions, ask solid questions, you know. And basically you have to have somebody coaching you and mentoring you that believes in you. Oh my gosh, I can't overstate that. if they don't believe in you, they're not going to put in, they're not going to put in the kind of heart that you need for these relationships to work into it. So that's key. I remember when I moved into IC, my manager then, who was my coach, believed in me. In fact, she believed in me more than I believed in myself. I remember when she was going on international assignment, she told me to apply for her role. Well, I just moved into this team. I don't think it was up. I moved there in November, and I think, I can't remember the month, but I had not been there long. That's the point. And so I have not been there. I've not been on my current IC advisor role long enough for me to think I could sit in the IC manager role. But she believed in me, and like a good coach slash mentor, in fact, when her job came up, she put my name in that basket, and she told me to apply for it. And her belief in me gave me wings, and I flew. And the rest, as you say, is history. So be that kind of coach, guys. Be that kind of coach that believes in your coachee. And I want to just round up quickly here by saying a word about sponsors. It's not part of the topic, but I just think, since I'm here, I don't know if you invite me again to share anything, and life is too short. I may never get another chance. So let me share something about sponsors. So you would ask yourself, who is a sponsor, and how is a sponsor different from a mentor? So they're kind of similar, but they do different things, but not really similar. So a sponsor is also a senior or influential individual, usually within your organization, who actively advocates for you. Powerful things. They advocate for you, and they support your career advancement. Guys, we need a sponsor, but let me share something with you as we go on. A sponsor will use their own position and their influence to help open doors for you, to help create opportunities for you, and to basically, they're there to promote your career as their protege. So while a mentor offers guidance and advice, a sponsor actively advocates for and supports your career advancement. Don't you love it? Everybody needs a sponsor in their life. But both the mentor and the sponsor are actually quite important for our career development. And in some cases, to be honest, your mentor can also be your sponsor. But, you know, can I just say something quickly about a sponsor? That you call somebody your sponsor does not make them your sponsor until the sponsor, him or herself, has said that they are your sponsor. And why is this the case? It's a very delicate situation. It's quite delicate because you're basically, remember we talked about personal branding and how your brand rubs up on their brand. So the sponsor has to be really careful about how he chooses to sponsor, or who he chooses to sponsor or take on as a protege, because he can't choose somebody that will go and fall his hands. You know, he has to know for sure that this person that I am putting my name behind is going to deliver on the goods. So please, do you have a sponsor right now? Be sure that you are not just calling the person your sponsor all by yourself. Check and be sure that the person, him or herself, actually has said so and designated you as his or her sponsee, or his or her protege. You know, they just need to be careful with that, and that's why it's there are not too many sponsors out there, but if you find a good one, you are blessed, and you're blessed indeed. And a final word about a good mentor. A good mentor is, hold on, and this is something I saw somewhere. Let me just end with this quote. Now, just give me a minute. I'll find it. Let me see. Okay. So this is the quote, and it's a quote by this guy called Adam Grant. You may have seen it on LinkedIn. And he says, a bad mentor sees you as building their brand. They take credit for your success. A good mentor sees you as a younger version of themselves. They help you follow in their footsteps. but a great mentor. Sees your potential to be a better version of yourself. They help you find your path. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Who wants to be a great mentor? I do. And I know you do as well, and great coaches as well. So once again, I apologize. This is a crazy long podcast, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And if you've listened this far, thank you again. I apologize again for not being able to come on virtually online. Iwamazino knows why. I hope that this makes up for it in some way or the other. But finally, can I just say something? You see, calling coaching and mentoring tools actually does them a disservice. They are life experiences. They're a collection of your human interactions or connections, if you like, that are geared to helping you be better. Be better. And coaching and mentoring is not just about advancing your career. It's so much more. Between the two of these relationships, you're going to be thinking better, choosing better, acting better, performing better. In short, they're going to help you be better versions of yourself as you travel along the path of your life. And when you're being the most excellent version of yourself, guys, you don't even have to chase career advancement. The career advancement will chase you. You'll be a magnet for it in the workplace and beyond, you know? So let's think about it that way, because I think referring to them as tools just really diminishes the power of them. At least that's my view. And again, that's why you brought me here, right? And I'm glad that I feel safe sharing this, because I know that you didn't bring me here to just copy and paste from Google for you. Guys, there's so much information out there on coaching and mentoring, how to be good at it, the skills you need for it. So please go check them out. This is just my perspective. And your next steps, I'm sure you know. You tell me what your next steps are. I don't have to tell you. You tell me what your next steps are. What's the one thing you're going to do in the coming week based on what you've just listened to today? I hope you drop me a message either on MS Teams or wherever this is shared, and just share what your one thing is that you're going to be doing next week based on what you heard today. Again, guys, thank you for your attention. Thank you for staying to the end of this podcast. God bless you.